Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1684, air date April 24th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be exploring how rosemary helps in managing hyperlipidemia. We'll begin by briefly looking at its key bioactive compounds, and then move on to how these natural molecules work in a coordinated way to regulate lipid levels and support overall cardiovascular health. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by examining the molecular profile of rosemary, specifically the active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move on to the biological pathways and see how these compounds actually work in the body to alleviate hyperlipidemia. All right, let's get started. Here, we're looking at some background on rosemary. Rosemary is often referred to as the harmony herb. It's a perennial aromatic plant that originates from the Mediterranean region and has been valued for centuries in traditional medicine. Historically, it has been used to help relieve a wide range of conditions, including rheumatic pain, muscle spasms, nervous agitation, and even symptoms of depression. In addition to these benefits, rosemary is also known for its ability to reduce both physical and mental fatigue, making it a popular herb for overall vitality and well-being. Importantly, it has been classified as generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, by the FDA, which supports its safety for use in food and therapeutic applications. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one-in-a-trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory honoring my grandmother, to develop your body, your system, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring rosemary, an important natural compound, and understanding its vital role in supporting and alleviating hyperlipidemia. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should allow you to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it rosemary or be it ginger or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know, I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating them on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work. Without any government support, without any venture capital support, all of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has allowed me to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. you get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about rosemary, or when I talk about black pepper, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on rosemary, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to rosemary on hyperlipidemia. What is Truth Freedom Health? And why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself. And become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the system's approach comes from. So let me play this video, and then we'll begin today's discussion on rosemary and hyperlipidemia.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis, into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I gotta build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that drives everything we do across science, politics, and health, and it's grounded in a clear framework. I encourage you to take full advantage of this because you won't find it anywhere else. And it offers immense value in helping you grow, think critically, and educate yourself and others. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available to support and be part of this movement. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a deep and transformative course called Get Off the Plantation. This course is designed to help you reflect honestly and ask an important question for yourself. Do you want to think independently or remain dependent on systems that don't truly serve you? Or you can choose to be a supporter, where we continue to share an expanding set of educational resources, offering you more and more gifts of knowledge to support your learning journey. Or you can contribute a little bit and receive all 15 gifts. The key is to get involved. For those who want to truly leap ahead, you can become a warrior scholar and engage more deeply. When you contribute, you don't just give, you gain access to knowledge, ongoing support, and a strong community. And that's the foundation that motivates everything we do. So I'd also like to mention that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome to join and participate. So what will you learn today? We'll start with the background on rosemary, what it is, its history, and its bioactive compounds. Then we'll explore hyperlipidemia, what it is, why it occurs, and the factors that contribute to it. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to innovate and develop solutions using food-based compounds. We'll share our initiative and explain our fresh, systems-based approach because this is a complex problem and no single solution works for everyone. We'll then dive into how rosemary benefits hyperlipidemia, including practical insights on dosage and effectiveness. Importantly, we'll address the realities of its use, ensuring the right medicine reaches the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll show you how you can be part of this initiative, contributing to this innovative approach to health and wellness. Yes, as we already came across, rosemary is often referred to as the harmony herb. It's a perennial aromatic plant that originates from the Mediterranean region and has been valued for centuries in traditional medicine. Historically, it has been used to help relieve a wide range of conditions, including rheumatic pain, muscle spasms, nervous agitation, and even symptoms of depression. In addition to these benefits, rosemary is also known for its ability to reduce both physical and mental fatigue, making it a popular herb for overall vitality and well-being. Importantly, it has been classified as generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, by the FDA, which supports its safety for use in food and therapeutic applications. Here we can see that rosemary has deep roots in indigenous and traditional healing systems across different cultures. Its introduction into China dates back as early as 220 BC, highlighting its long-standing global significance. Renowned pioneers of ancient medicine, including Hippocrates, Avicenna, and Galen, utilized rosemary flowers infused in olive oil as therapeutic ointments, particularly for treating joint pain and promoting wound healing. Over the centuries, rosemary has been widely used in folk medicine for its diverse pharmacological properties. It has served as an antispasmodic, diuretic, anti-epileptic, and carminative agent, and has also been used in conditions such as renal colic, rheumatic disorders, and respiratory issues as an expectorant. Building on this rich historical use, rosemary also played a role during major public health crises. During the Great Plague of London, caused by Yersinia pestis, people inhaled vapors of rosemary while traveling through infected areas, believing it could help protect against infection. Later during World War II, French hospitals utilized rosemary in combination with juniper berries by burning them to disinfect the air and help eliminate harmful microbes. These examples further highlight how rosemary has been consistently valued not only for its therapeutic properties, but also for its traditional role in infection control and environmental purification. Now let's shift our focus to hyperlipidemia. Hyperlipidemia refers to abnormally high levels of lipids or fats circulating in the blood. It is primarily influenced by factors such as obesity, high intake of saturated fats, and excess dietary cholesterol. In addition, hyperlipidemia is commonly associated with conditions and lifestyle factors, including excessive consumption of animal fats, diabetes, chronic renal failure, nephrotic syndrome, hypothyroidism, increasing age, and a sedentary lifestyle. From a conventional medical standpoint, hyperlipidemia is typically managed through pharmacological and lifestyle approaches. These often include the use of statin medications to lower cholesterol levels, along with a calorie-deficient diet, regular exercise, and broader lifestyle modifications aimed at improving metabolic and cardiovascular health. For patients who fall into the moderate to high-risk category for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, standard clinical guidelines recommend lipid-lowering statin therapy. Commonly prescribed statins include lovastatin, pravastatin, simvastatin, atorvastatin, and rosuvastatin, all of which work to reduce cholesterol levels and lower cardiovascular risk. Globally, hyperlipidemia remains a major public health concern, with nearly 39% of adults worldwide affected by elevated lipid levels, significantly increasing the risk of cardiovascular diseases and associated complications. Now let's take a closer look at how rosemary, with its unique mix of bioactive compounds, can play a meaningful role in managing hyperlipidemia and supporting healthier lipid levels. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to hyperlipidemia as well? To help you understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. We do this by thoroughly reviewing and analyzing published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to create a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once our analysis is complete, the next step is to share our findings with the broader scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to translate these biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using principles of physical chemistry. This allows us to model and understand how the system behaves over time. Then, using these mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to see how different compounds interact within the system. This approach helps us identify which combinations hold real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And finally, we secure patents for these discoveries, protecting the innovative solutions identified through our process. From there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring that these discoveries are transformed into practical solutions that can benefit people. Right now, you can see that we're working across many areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We have multiple formulations at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products and secured patents for 4 discoveries. In phase 4, we're actively performing screenings across 7 areas while 9 other areas are in the modeling stage. Additionally, 5 areas are focused on publications and 9 on systems architecture. The exciting part is that all of you can participate, whether by contributing, donating, or even being involved if we spin out parts of the company. We're currently in the 4th phase, known as combination screening, where multiple compounds or interventions are evaluated together to identify potential synergistic effects and optimize overall therapeutic outcomes. Now, one such product is MV25. This is one of the products where we've gone through the entire process. With MV25, we first developed the system's architecture to understand the full biological network. From there, we moved forward with publishing the framework. And finally, we carried out the modeling to validate and refine the approach. We carried out both the discovery phase and the combination screening as part of this process. To begin, we modeled all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition that affects nearly 500 million people worldwide. This work was done using Cytosolve, and notably, it was accomplished without dedicated funding. We then published the findings and proceeded with further modeling to refine the system. After that, we screened a wide range of natural foods, identified synergistic ingredient combinations, and ultimately discovered 2 potent natural compounds at optimal dosages that target multiple pathways to help reduce pain. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to hyperlipidemia. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think it's enough to just talk about ideas. But here, We've taken it end to end, creating a powerful solution that can genuinely make a difference. What's unique is that we're developing this independently of Big Pharma, offering a completely new approach to innovation and health solutions. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature, and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, detoxy tea, feminine tea, and immunity. And now we're excited to introduce your body, your tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're focusing on hyperlipidemia, I'd like to suggest Tranquility tea. This is a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend that supports heart function, made with traditional ingredients known to promote overall heart wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, zinc, copper, quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. And with that, we bring everything together. So now our Cytosolv Cardiovascular Health Initiative is at this phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on building the system's architecture of cardiovascular health. At the heart of this framework is the relationship between lipogenesis and atherosclerosis. Understanding this connection provides the foundation for deeper analysis and the development of targeted interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and carefully examining all the evidence to really understand what's happening in hyperlipidemia. Unlike the pharmaceutical approach, which often targets just one pathway, our strategy is holistic and systems-based, supporting hyperlipidemia from multiple angles. Here we can see how lipogenesis connects to atherosclerosis under hyperlipidemic conditions. It begins with key contributing factors like genetic predisposition, poor nutrition, and dyslipidemia, which together increase reactive oxygen species and lead to the buildup of oxidized lipids. These changes set off a cascade of cellular responses through receptors such as CD36, TLR2, 4, 6, and TREM2, driving lipid uptake and inflammatory signaling. As a result, foam cells form and accumulate, fueling chronic inflammation. This ongoing inflammation contributes not only to atherosclerosis, but also to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, with cholesterol crystals and oxidized lipid products further aggravating the condition. Overall, this pathway shows how excessive lipid production and oxidative stress drive inflammation, ultimately linking lipogenesis to atherosclerosis in hyperlipidemic individuals. What we're discovering and continuing to investigate is that by going back to the underlying reality, we can better understand and target the root causes. In understanding the systems architecture of hyperlipidemia, we focus on identifying the key factors that contribute to cardiovascular disease. These include genetic factors, a high-fat diet, environmental influences, a sedentary lifestyle, improper use of steroids and antibiotics, psychological stress, smoking, and excessive alcohol consumption. Together, these factors create the foundation that shapes cardiovascular health outcomes. Taking this holistic view allows us to approach hyperlipidemia comprehensively and sets the stage for deeper analysis in the subsequent phases. Once this work is complete, we'll move forward with publishing our findings to share them with the broader scientific and medical community. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models, integrating everything to create a complete picture of the system. In phase four, the combination screening focuses on identifying natural ingredients that may help support hyperlipidemia. This includes well-known botanicals and spices such as cinnamon, fenugreek, artichoke, yarrow, holy basil, ginger, turmeric, rosemary, garlic, googaloo, arjuna, coriander, cardamom, amla, and black cumin. Together, these 15 ingredients offer a diverse range of natural compounds with potential cardioprotective properties. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on rosemary, one of the 15 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve cardiovascular function. Through our cytosolve analysis, we found that rosemary has been extensively studied with 3,587 research papers and 110 clinical trials published over the past 78 years. This highlights its long-standing significance and credibility in both scientific and medical fields. Now let's take a closer look at the composition of rosemary. Around 29 key molecules have been identified, representing the most well-researched bioactive components. These compounds span across minerals, vitamins, phytochemicals, and essential oils, all working together to drive rosemary's therapeutic potential. Among the minerals, rosemary contains calcium, potassium, sodium, magnesium, iron, manganese, zinc, copper, and even trace levels of lead. In terms of vitamins, it includes four key ones: vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B9, and vitamin C. Beyond that, it is rich in phytochemicals such as rosmarinic acid, caffeic acid, ursolic acid, carnosic acid, carnosol, rosmadiol, rosmanol, along with unique compounds like rosmaquinones A and B. Finally, rosemary contains a range of essential oils, including camphor, eucalyptol, alpha-pinene, borneol, camphene, beta-pinene, and limonene, which contribute to its characteristic aroma as well as its biological and therapeutic effects. And here, you can see the chemical structures of the key active compounds found in rosemary, including carnosic acid, carnosol, rosmarinic acid, ursolic acid, caffeic acid, luteolin, and rosmanol, all of which play essential roles in contributing to rosemary's overall therapeutic potential. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of rosemary, which are both wide-ranging and significant. Here we can see that rosemary exhibits multiple biological activities, including antioxidant, anti-hyperlipidemic, anti-diabetic, muscle relaxant, antimicrobial, anti-tumor, memory enhancing, and anti-inflammatory effects, collectively highlighting its potential as a powerful natural therapeutic agent. Then, moving on to its health benefits, rosemary shows significant effects across a wide range of conditions. Studies suggest that it may help in managing cataracts, Alzheimer's disease, neurological disorders, hepatotoxicity, cancer, hyperlipidemia, depression, and diabetes, emphasizing its versatility as a natural remedy for overall wellness. But now, let's take a look at what we've learned through our combination screening process, specifically in relation to rosemary. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we can see how rosemary plays a critical role in improving hyperlipidemia through its lipid-lowering or hypolipidemic effects. Specifically, rosmarinic acid activates AMPK-alpha in hepatocytes, a key regulator of energy metabolism and lipid homeostasis. This activation leads to the upregulation of CPT1A, an essential enzyme responsible for transporting fatty acids into the mitochondria for beta oxidation. As CPT1A activity increases, fatty acid beta oxidation is enhanced, which reduces lipid accumulation in the liver. Ultimately, this process helps attenuate hyperlipidemia and associated metabolic disorders. Another important way rosemary supports hyperlipidemia is through its hypolipidemic effect. Rosmarinic acid increases the expression of scavenger receptor class B type 1, SRBI, facilitating the uptake of HDLC for reverse cholesterol transport. It also upregulates LDLR, low-density lipoprotein receptor, enhancing the clearance of LDL cholesterol from the bloodstream. Together, these processes promote the transport of cholesterol back to the liver and reduce circulating lipid levels. Ultimately, this helps attenuate hyperlipidemia by improving cholesterol removal and reducing vasoconstriction in blood vessels. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out CardioSolve is going to do. We're right here in the fourth phase, which is combination screening. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We aim to support indigenous medicines, which represent an important stand against systemic bias and racism, especially as large pharmaceutical companies often do not recognize their value. We also seek to address the issue of misleading or unreliable science, as we repeatedly observe inconsistencies in research. This concern extends to parts of big academia. There are instances where research integrity is compromised, with fabricated or manipulated findings going unchecked. This situation is driven by a closely interconnected system involving big government, big pharma, big academia, and major publishers. Increasingly, we're seeing that even billionaires are recognizing they are investing heavily in universities that are not delivering meaningful outcomes, leading them to consider building their own institutions. In contrast, CytoSolve offers a completely different, inclusive approach where everyone can participate, and that's what I wanted to share. Now, shifting our focus, it's important to understand that Big Pharma has not been particularly supportive of the concept of food as medicine. However, when we examine rosemary through CytoSolve, we find strong evidence, even within established scientific literature, demonstrating its powerful effects, and we're going to walk through some of those findings now. Here we can observe something quite powerful in this graph. Rosemary extract significantly reduces breast cancer cell proliferation, even more effectively than paclitaxel, a well-known chemotherapy agent. The bar representing rosemary extract is noticeably lower than the others, indicating a reduced rate of cancer cell growth. This highlights the potential of natural compounds like rosemary as promising candidates in cancer treatment. Here's another set of data showing that rosemary extract, particularly its hydroalcoholic form, performs comparably to diazepam in reducing anxiety. In this test, both the rosemary-treated group and the diazepam group spent significantly less time in the closed arms compared to the control group, indicating reduced anxiety levels. To explain, the closed arms refer to the enclosed sections of an elevated plus maze, a common behavioral test used in anxiety studies. Animals with higher anxiety tend to stay in these closed, protected spaces, while those with lower anxiety are more willing to explore the open arms. Therefore, spending less time in the closed arms suggests a decrease in anxiety-like behavior. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a cardiovascular health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be wondering, if rosemary is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The reality is that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may not have the same effect for another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And that's exactly what we aim to address. We've developed a framework designed to help identify those personalized solutions. And now let's take a closer look at how that framework works. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, a study by Gassamzadeh Rabardar and Hossenzadeh in 2020 found that supplementing with 500 milligrams of the rosemary extract twice daily for 1 month significantly improved memory performance, supporting its role as a natural cognitive enhancer. Andrade and colleagues in 2018 reported that consuming 4 to 6 grams of rosemary leaf daily, or using 0.1 to 1 milliliter of its essential oil, can help lower blood pressure, further highlighting its benefits for cardiovascular health. For blood glucose regulation, rosemary extract at a dose of 200 milligrams per kilogram has been reported to be effective in reducing glucose levels. Of course, this is not medical advice, and it's always important to consult with a physician. However, these studies do provide meaningful insights into rosemary's potential benefits. While rosemary offers numerous health benefits, it's equally important to consider its safety profile. At higher doses, rosemary may lead to side effects such as allergic reactions and vomiting. Therefore, these potential adverse effects should be carefully considered when incorporating rosemary into your routine. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if rosemary is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. As you can see, rosemary lowers both vata and kapha doshas, while it tends to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away, but this is a condition where rosemary may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms: VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday, and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them, but our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for hyperlipidemia, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To bring this all together, rosemary has been classified as generally recognized as safe, or GRAS, by the FDA in the United States. Rosmarinic acid enhances fatty acid beta oxidation, which reduces lipid accumulation in the liver and helps attenuate hyperlipidemia and associated metabolic disorders. It also promotes cholesterol removal by supporting the transport of cholesterol back to the liver, reducing vasoconstriction in blood vessels, and further improving hyperlipidemia. And we are right now in CardioSolve, which is a new spin out at the combination screening. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on rosemary and hyperlipidemia. We've taken a systems approach here, covering politics, health, and science, to give you a comprehensive view. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, consider getting involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both this work and yourself is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared many calls to action today, and I hope you found this discussion valuable. Get involved, support the movement we're building. It's truly designed for your growth and development. For those who joined late, today's discussion focused on rosemary and its effect on hyperlipidemia, and this is part of a continuing series. Stay engaged, support your own advancement, and be well. Thank you.